Namaste. My name is Vivian Williams, or Kala, and I'm so glad you've joined me. My background, since this is my very first podcast, I had one a few years ago, but this is my rebranded and refocused podcast. So I'll tell you a little bit about myself. My background is as a yoga teacher. I've been certified since 1994 as a yoga teacher in the Kripalu tradition. And of course, I've since studied with many different teachers, taken classes, taken workshops. I practiced Ashtanga yoga for quite some time. And now I'm exploring Kundalini yoga. And I have an extensive background in mindfulness meditation, as well as having studied massage therapy and primarily practicing shiatsu body work. That's my favorite type of body work. And so I have a lot of training in somatic therapies. And also, over about 6 years, I've really taught myself marketing, specifically internet marketing, ranking a website. And so that's what I really like to cover, especially in the beginning of this podcast series. So again, thank you. Thanks for joining me. As I thought a little bit more about this podcast, I decided to, rather than also just giving you my official bio, that it would be perhaps helpful for some out there for me to also share some of my story apart from the official bio. And I think I'll do that more in the second podcast. But suffice to say that all the training and experience I've told you about, having come through a very rough time, like many, many people in the world and many Americans, starting in about 2008 and with the economic crisis. And so even though it's now quite a few years later, just like many, whether wellness professionals or not, have a story to tell about getting through that period and the transitions and the trials and ups and downs that we went through. So I think I'll say more about that in the next podcast. So let's get started. I've spoken with someone who is very active in the yoga community in a large city. And what they said to me off the record was that very few yoga teacher trainings, because this person has actually interviewed a lot of people who, as part of their work, they interview folks who've recently taken yoga teacher training. And what they said to me was that very few of the teacher trainings spend much time at all talking about the business of yoga and how to make a living actually teaching yoga and preparing graduates for that step. And so perhaps you finished your 200-hour, your teacher certification, and congratulations. I know it can be difficult and very joyful, and it's life-changing. You've admired your teachers, especially your first teacher, you know, the one who made you fall in love with the practice of yoga. And I know the exhilarating feelings, as I've been there too. I've taken YTT, and especially your first teacher is always very, very important to you. And each of us, we've gravitated towards a certain style, whether it's vinyasa or hot yoga or a slow flow or a yin. It doesn't really matter. What matters is that you decided you wanted to share this experience with others. It's that important to you and brought such profound changes in your life. So, the old yoga teacher paradigm. What is the old yoga teacher paradigm? Okay, the model of teaching for a studio. It's still the favored holy grail, that big name studio that's going to launch you into the teaching stratosphere. You're going to have big classes, you're going to have a following, and eventually the yoga dream. Okay, the yoga dream might be a yoga vacation to warm climates, and it's just all very beautiful. That is the old yoga teacher paradigm. Truth be told, the odds are low that you'll get that spot. Not because you may not be a wonderful teacher and skilled and caring and you're fresh, you're ready and eager to teach. But while yoga is growing at a huge rate, and I'm not particularly prone to statistics. They are out there, and it is definitely a booming business, the business of yoga. But the ideal of a home in a yoga studio that is as all you need as a yoga teacher with prime time classes is similar to the dream of an inner city kid of riches from playing basketball. It's possible. It happens to some people, but it is a long shot. Okay, so having said that, what is the new paradigm? As I see it and others that I follow in the business of yoga world, the new paradigm is hustle and teach yoga now any way that you can. New paradigm. So how do you get started teaching? All right. Remember to go to my blog. Okay, I'm taking a sip of tea here. I'm getting very cozy. Because if you'd prefer to read this, it's there. And I also give some other articles and resources at the end of the blog post as well. So all of the people, my colleagues that I see talking about this, they all say the one tip that I will also start with, which is start teaching anywhere. Number one, just do it. So in a local gymnasium, in an after-school program, at a karate studio, your friend's renovated garage, start with a few friends, but start, or you'll quickly lose your nerve. And again, this is speaking to new teachers at this point, but most of this also completely applies to more mature teachers who see the flood of new teachers entering the market. Okay, so start teaching anywhere. Your friend may have a garage. Start with a few friends, as I said. Or, let's see, I began teaching before I got certified, actually, as friends knew I had a daily practice. They knew how serious I was, and it was a lot of what I talked about. So basically, a friend approached me one day, and actually, I think it was two separate people. And I had actually read something that saying, you know, you'll know when to start teaching because you'll be asked. And I remember when I first read that, I thought, oh, that's weird. But it actually happened. So two separate people said to me, are you teaching yoga? You should teach. You should start teaching. And so what I did was I set up a really simple class in a park. And then I shifted it to my local health food store where I was already shopping anyway. And I found out they had a room upstairs. And that's how I started teaching. So start teaching anywhere. And this is the area that is my specialty where I feel that some yoga schools really may not have time in the curriculum or program to give you in-depth the training. But you have to market yourself. So number two is market yourself. And your most profitable avenue is probably going to be, and it can also be one of the most satisfying, is as a private yoga teacher, teaching clients privately. Also corporate yoga, yoga in a business setting. So you need to market yourself, and two areas that you could aim for are teaching private one-on-one students or small group, very small group, or corporate yoga. And so number three, what you need to do is you're definitely going to need a website. So you're hustling. You start teaching anywhere. You've got to figure out how to market yourself. And then you need a website. I'll say more about this in a moment. But you're going to need a website that ranks well in your specific town for both of those areas. And that's what I provide training in. So if somebody, let me take a step backwards. So for one-on-one teaching and for corporate gigs, it's key that you have an online platform because that's your public face of you as a yoga teacher. Now, I know there's some teachers out there who don't, and it's really, really crucial that you do have a website and that it ranks well in your town. That's really important. Okay, so how do you attract those higher-end clients, specifically the private yoga clients? So I can teach you how to market yourself via a website that gets found on Google. And as you know from your own experience, we don't tend to go beyond the first page of Google. Okay, we all hop online for info to find a product or a service. We pull out our phones and we start tapping. So the first thing you need is, number one, in order to attract higher-end clients, is to set up a simple website. My suggestion on this is WordPress, a self-hosted WordPress, and that's a whole other story in itself. There are two types of WordPress. There's WordPress.com, which gives you a free website. Formerly, people thought of it as only for a blog, but you can set up a free website with absolutely no cost. That's WordPress.com, but it will have WordPress in the name unless you take another step. It's possible to have it be called, you know, yourname.com without WordPress on it. But if you want a little more control, I recommend going to WordPress.org and hosting your own website. And as I said, that's something I can talk about in another podcast because it is a whole other subject. But you need to set up a simple website, WordPress, Wix, or Weebly. I've seen a lot of people using those, Wix, W-I-X, or Weebly. Very easy to set up. Or I personally use WordPress. Or Blogger, which is a Google product, and it's very easy to work with, and it can also rank well. I've used it myself. Okay, two, to attract those higher-end clients, figure out who you want to work with and how you want to work with them. Who you want to work with and how. So you need to spend some time brainstorming or allow it to naturally develop. If you are a new yoga teacher, I strongly recommend, as an experienced yoga teacher, I recommend that you don't try to force yourself into a niche, but that you teach anywhere you can and everywhere so that you can naturally see who you like to work with. So you allow it to develop as you teach a variety of people and then see what you enjoy most doing. Or if you have more experience as a teacher, then also spend some time brainstorming, looking back on your various teaching experiences, or thinking about perhaps a population you've worked with in other ways that you know you would enjoy working with teaching yoga. Then the third step is to get found by these folks that are searching for what you do. Now, of course, via in person, and that's your hustle, I'll call it, and via the internet. You're going to want to do both. So getting found by those folks that are searching for what you do once you've gotten clear on it. So you're going to need to learn the specific things that your website needs to get found via Google and Bing and the other search engines, which will send clients your way. So there are very specific things a website needs to have on it and to make it stand out in a way that search engines will find it. Because of course, even in your town, there may be, you know, 5 pages or 6 pages of different yoga teachers and yoga studios. And so, as always, I'm going to emphasize over and over again, you really want to be on page one. Page two is good too, but most of us and all the studies say most people, page one, and they often go only to about the third listing on page one. It's really kind of scary. So focus on getting your website found. Now, as a marketing consultant, and I specialize in SEO, I can help you with those three things. And you don't need a website that is complex or flashy. So right away, without anybody's help, it does not have to be complex. It does not have to be flashy, okay? But there are basics that so many wellness professionals and general other small businesses that I look at that they overlook. So as I start to wrap up this first podcast, I have a free tip sheet for all of my listeners, all my blog readers. It's called 10 Internet Marketing Tips to Attract Wellness Clients. Okay, and it's a tip sheet. And if you go to my blog, yogablissdance.com, and give me your email, you'll join my email list, which is one and at most 2 times monthly. It'll give tips and inspiration on how to use your website to attract clients 24/7, because your site is up 24/7, so you don't have to constantly be selling. In the tip sheet, I give one super easy step to see if your website is getting found by new potential clients. Okay, and I explain why it's not as simple as plugging in your name or your website address, because of course then you show up. So this tip will show you how to find out exactly if your website shows up to people looking for your service in your town and how to do it. And it's pretty easy, but you just may not be aware of how to do this, how to check that information. So let's see. I really do believe that if you are meant to teach yoga or practice massage or whatever your wellness practice is, that there is a need out in the community and that you'll be met with that. You are filling a need, and if it's meant to happen, you will find that place where you can do your practice. So thank you again for taking the time to listen to this podcast, and go to my website. You can see some testimonials and more about my work as a marketing mentor for Wellness Biz. I'd love to also hear questions. I will answer them over at my website that this is linked to, this particular podcast. And if you're pretty unclear about your niche, that is who you want to teach and your offering, then I also have some more information on my site, some wonderful yoga trainers you could check out, and they help you get clearer on your niche. Because my work is, when you're pretty clear what your offering is and whom you want to work with, then it's great to work with me to put that out there into the world via an amazing website that gets ranked well on Google and Bing and all the search engines. So namaste, and I look forward to being with you again. Be well. Bye-bye.